His name is Dr. Brian Williams, trauma surgeon at Parkland in Dallas, and he was the lead trauma surgeon on call the night of the Dallas police officer's shooting. And you probably remember his press conference when he just lost it and just his emotions just took hold. Dr. Brian Williams, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Joyner. Thank you.
And I really mean that. How are you doing today?
Thank you for asking. It's much better now than it was last week and the week before. Some days are still a struggle, but I feel, a lot better than I did 2 weeks ago.
You took time off?
I have not actually had any extended time off as of yet.
Did you work last night?
They didn't give you time off after that?
There's a lot of things going on right now, professionally for me and my job and traveling, so things kind of converged at a very busy time in my life.
Oh.
So, but, I had a weekend day off last week, so I've had some time to catch up on my sleep.
What's a typical week for you, by the way?
So a typical week, that is difficult to answer, just because of my specialty. I do trauma and critical care, so I don't have a set weekly schedule. I will basically do 5 24 hours of trauma call in the hospital where I'm with a team of residents and students and nurses doing trauma, but also general surgery cases like gallbladders and hernias and whatever comes to the ER.
We're talking to Dr. Brian Williams. He's a trauma surgeon in Dallas, and he was the doctor that many of us were so taken by as he came into the press conference following the ambush of the police officers in Dallas. And one article I read about you, Doctor, you talked about walking into that press conference and what came out. You had not planned to say anything in regards to your feelings like that.
No, I did not. What I said in the press conference, I had voiced those thoughts to my friends and colleagues, behind closed doors in very safe situations. I had mentioned it to the hospital leadership, but on that day of the press conference, my intent going in was to, acknowledge the officers and their families and make some statement about, stopping the violence that is occurring in this country. But as far as injecting my personal story, feelings, experience into that, that was not my intent. I didn't feel that that was the forum for that.
Do you feel as though you have made inroads in what you said and talking about being a black man and in the wake of the Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, do you feel as though you have made some inroads with your colleagues in having those conversations now?
There have not been any real substantial conversations with my colleagues yet about this. And I think that's probably because, a lot of us have been traveling. It's a vacation time, in the summer. So that has not yet occurred. But certainly with
Even a call?
Oh, certainly my leadership, Dr. Podolsky, who's the president of UT Southwestern Medical Center where I work, he's called me almost daily or emailed me.
But your colleagues?
We have not had any substantial discussions. No, we have not.
They haven't even called?
Well, we talk. A few of us do.
I understand that.
But there's still a lot going on.
Right. Yeah.
And so now, what are you telling? And because we have such a wide audience here, and we talk about this every day, obviously. But what's the message that you want to leave with young people, especially in terms of what you see? And your feelings about what is going on now?
Well, I will speak from my experience is that you do not have to remain silent about how you feel. Like these issues of racism, it affects everyone, regardless of your economic status or your social class or your professional degrees. It impacts us all. And we just all need to really walk in the other person's shoes, truly understand what it's like to be the other person. Diversity doesn't equal understanding. So I applaud these young people nowadays that are really standing up for what they believe because I did not do that for a long time.
Where are you from originally?
I was born in Massachusetts, but I'm an Air Force brat. My father was career Air Force, so I moved around my entire life.
Have you gotten any hate mail or phone calls?
I have not received any. I still have two boxes of mail, which I have not had a chance to go through yet. I'm still sifting through hundreds of emails that I've received, trying to get, you know, reply when I can. So I've not come across anything.
Are they favorable? Yet. Yeah, nothing yet? That's good. That's good.
I mean, the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
Well, thank you for speaking out. Thank you for, and I know it was obviously a difficult time, but you have a lot of difficult days in which, as a trauma surgeon, I can imagine. But thank you for.
Did you work last night?
I did not work last night. I had time off with the family.
Good.
And do you work on Wednesdays like most doctors don't? Or
I work some Wednesdays. I work some weekends. It varies throughout the month. When they need me, I'm there.
My man.
Good man.
You're a good man. You're a very
thank
good
you
man.
So much, doctor.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Dr. Brian Williams.
He was the lead trauma surgeon on call the night of the Dallas police officer's shooting. And quite a guy. Yeah.